Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara here is trying to bring a raya to the sheet of Ula Omer Reish Lakish, that Bios Miktas Shmo Bio. The Gemara brings a raya from a braisa which says, Kol HaSmichos Shehoyu Sham, Koyani Aleim Tekef L'Smicho Shchito, Chutz Mizu Shehoyse Beshar Niknar, She'im Mitzar Yochal Likonis Tasham. The smicha of a carbon was always done immediately before the shechita, which, as we see in the sugya, that means it has to be in the same place where the shechita was done. The only exception is osha metzera. The smicha was done b'shar niknar because the metzera cannot go inside, since he did not have havas carbon nisav. He's still mechusar kipurim. He's not allowed to go inside the azara. From here, the Gemara wants to prove that via smiktas shma bia, because if lo shma bia, the metzera should be able to stand in shar niknar and be machris yodov, extend his arms inside and do smicha in the azar while he's still standing in shar niknar. And this Gemara gives two terutzim. The first that the Gemara says is that this b'risa goes with the shita of Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, who holds merchak tzofin. Tzofin for shchitas kachri kachim was only the area directly north of the mizbeach, the area to the side of the mizbeach, which, as Rashi says, there was 22 amos between shar niknar and the mizbeach. Those 22 amos were not considered tzofin l'inyan shchitas kachri kachim. Therefore, if he stands in Shar Niknar and he extends his arms into the Azara, that place, even if he could do smicha there, it's not a place which is kosher for shchita. Therefore, you are not mekayim the din of tekef l'smicha shchita. The second teretz the Gemara says is Rabbi Yosef holds that kol asemich roishiv rubay machnis, because kol koichi beinon, in order to do smicha with all of his force, he would have to be machnis roishiv rubay. So that's really not bias miktas. That's called bias kulu. The Sasemis over here points out that this shita of Rabbi Yosef is not like that which we saw in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Reb Chisda Masni Ipcha. Reb Chisda had a braisa which said V'samach V'shochat Mashchita B'tahirim Afsmicha B'tahirim. As the Gemara explains, that braisa holds that Be'etzim Atamei would be able to do smicha Efshe Dem'ayal Yodi V'samich. That braisa is Muchich that Bias Miktas Loishma Bia. But you also see from that braisa that there's no din to do smicha B'kol Koichai. If you would have to be Machnis Roshiv Rubai in order to do smicha B'kol Koichai, the way Reb Yosef says over here, then it would still be impossible for a Tamei to do smicha. That b'risa is muchach, not like Rabbi Yosef. The b'risa would hold that you do not have to be machnis reshiv v'rubay in order to do smicha. And so Sasemus over there is also mavur, that if you hold not like Rabbi Yosef, it's not the pshat that there is no din, that smicha has to be b'kol koichai. Everyone is masking that smicha has to be b'kol koichai. This is a Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Tzayin Amud Beis, that smicha needs b'kol koichai. There doesn't seem to be anyone who argues on this din. But the Sasemus says, al kachach the pshat is, if you hold not like Rabbi Yosef, then you hold, even if you're only machis yodov, and you put all the weight that you possibly can, that also will be enough to be considered b'kol koichai. Rabbi Yosef over here in his teretz in Er Gemara does not mean to be machadish the din of kol koichai. What his machadish was that din of kol koichai could only be niskayim if he's machnis reshe v'rubay. So what comes out l'mais is that there are three possible pshatim to understand the din of this braisa, why it's not possible to be mekayim the din of tekef l'smicha shchita, either because bias miktas shma bia, he can't stand in Shar Niknar and extend his arms into the Azara, like the sheet of Ulo, that's called a Bia. Or because Merchik Tzofun, even if he would be able to extend his arms, Bias Miktas Lishma Bia, he's still too far to reach the place which is kosher for Shrita. Or the third teretz, being Mechis Yodav wouldn't be enough, he has to do Smicha B'kol Koichai. So even if this Bais is not like Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, and the area right next to Shar Niknar is kosher for Shrita, still it would be a problem. It's considered that he's going in because it's Bias Kulu. And this Gemara asks Akasha, if the din of smichas asher metzera is minatayra, and minatayra is the din of tekef l'smicha shchita, so the Torah is telling him that even though he's a metzera, he has to do smicha, and that requires him to do it in a place which is kosher l'shchita. So it's as if there's a gzeiras hakosef telling him to disregard the isser of mechusar kipurim coming into the azara. So what exactly is the Gemara suggesting that he do? It would depend on the three mahalchim that we just mentioned. If the problem of doing smicha is because bias miktas shma bia, so the Torah will be telling him that here it's okay, he could be ma'al yadav v'nismeich, even though bias miktas is bias kulu. According to the pshat that it's going like a b'risi bar Yehuda, merchak tzofin, so the Gemara's kashu will be that he should be able to walk all the way to the area directly tzofin of the mizbeach, and do the smicha over there, the place which is kosher for shchita, to mekayim the din of tekef l'smicha shchita. According to the third mahalach over here in the Gemara, the pshat of Rabbi Yosef, the problem over here is that he has to do smicha b'kol koichai, which requires him to be machis roshiv v'rubay Again, here the Torah Al-Karcha will be telling him that it's not a problem. He could be Machnes Toi Shivarubai, since he has to do smicha on this carbon min HaTorah, and he has to do it in a place which is kosher for Shechita. Al-Karcha, the Torah is telling him that here it's not a problem for him to go in. Now, just mentioned, Taisus over here in Dibra Maschel, Na'ayel V'Nismeich, Taisus says, even though we know the rule is generally Tomei Mishalach Korban Noisov, if a Tomei wants to bring a carbon, he sends it with someone else to the Beis HaMikdash, he cannot go in, and he does not do smicha. Taisus explains the Gemara's kasha is specifically over here, where Asham and Mitzayra always involves the problem of coming into the Azara. He's always a Mechusar Kippurim, and still the Torah said that he should do smicha, and since the din of smicha requires smicha b'makam shchita, so the Torah is telling us mefurish that he's allowed to go in. All other types of karbanis, if a Tomei wants to send them, there is no gzeiras sukkos of telling us that he has a heter to come in. Therefore, the klal is that he sends the karban and he does not do smicha. So on this, the Gemara gives two terutim. Rav Adar Bar Masna says, gzeiras shem yarbu b'psiyais, einich nami midereisa, since there is a din smicha sasham b'tayra, and there is a din of takef sa smicha shchita dereisa, he'll be allowed to do smicha, either by being machis yodov, despite the din of bias mikdas shmabiyo, or by being machis roi shivarubi according to Rav Yosef, or by walking all the way over to the Tzofen of the Mizbeach, past the 22 Amis, according to Mandom and Merchik Tzofen. Here's the Dindar Abon and Gzeir Shem Yarbe B'Ptiyais. Therefore, he just does a smicha in Shaniknar. Now, what exactly is the Gzeir of Shem Yarbe B'Ptiyais? So Rashi over here says, Shem Yarbe B'Ptiyais, La'achar Shesomach, Im Ikonis Ptiyo Lebtzad Pnim Yoyser, Mishah Yetzarech, Nimsa Onish Karis. Rashi explains the Chshash is that after he already did smicha, he's going to take an unnecessary step. Instead of walking directly towards the exit, he'll take a step with Tzad Pnim in the wrong direction, and then he'll be Mechuyiv Karis for being in the Mikdash B'Tumma. The Rosh Hashanah over here is Medayik, the Rashi's Mashma, the whole Chash is that he'll take an extra step after he was Seimech. If he would take an extra step before he was Seimech, the original Heter that he has to go in still applies, he hasn't yet done the Smicha, then even if he takes an extra step, he will not be Mechuyiv for being Marbe B'Psiyais. Now this Nidin is negated to a Taisus which we quoted in the previous shiur. Taisus in Yevamos Dav Zayin Amar Beis asks, and now which Ula says, Hoyel v'huta l'tzaratai huta l'kavuyoy, he says, if so, why we only matter for him to be machis sadu l'bohinis? Once anyways bias mixas shmabiyo, it's considered that he came in, so he might as well bring in his whole guf. L'chare kol gufa is not worse than mixas gufa. Taisus of the gave two terutzim. In his second terutz, he says that if he had the option to be only nichnas b'mixas, and he's nichnas kulu, it would have the same din as Hoyle Derech Tzara Ubalei Barucha, and he'd be Mechuyah for Bias Mikdash. The Taisus Rosh over there, he says, similar to Taisus, but he adds a few words. He says, if it's Efshar B'Miktas, Ein Loi Likonis Kulu, it's like Hoyle Derech Tzara Ubalei Barucha, and he says, Bi Ke'agavna Nami Aminan Gabi Smichas Osham Mitzera, Gzeir Shem Yarba B'Psiyais. He compares that which a Mitzera should not come in for Matan B'Hinis more than necessary. The Hashem says over here that there's a gzera as far as smichas Hashem b'tzayro that I'll be marbe b'psiyos. Over there, when he's coming in for matan b'hinis, he's talking about before he's mekayim that which gave him the heter to come in the matan b'hinis, and he compares it to the shema yarbe b'psiyos over here in Ersugya. That'll be mashma that the shema yarbe b'psiyos over here by us is also even if he's marbe b'psiyos before he's mekayim the smicha, that also would be a problem. Well, we can take a look at the gvura sari in Yuma, dafnun beiz and mebeiz. He has an arichas on this inyan, whether the problem of marbe b'psiyos is even before he's mekayim the mitzvah. He quotes the Rashi in Ar Sugya. The Gvura Sari over there is talking about the Kohen Gadol who goes lefnayu lefnim with the Keteris on Yom Kippur. Even though there's a heter for him to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, still the Gvura Sari discusses that he should have no heter to go in more than he has to. He has to put down the machta with the Keteris in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the Gvura Sari says, l'cher, there is no makar that it has to be dafka right in front of the Arin. Therefore, he should not be able to go in more than he has to stand in front of the Arin. He should have to put it down right when he walks into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Gvura Sari quotes the Rashi in Ar Sugya. He says, even though Rashi, the way we have it, is mashma, that there's only a problem of marbe b'psiyos after he finished doing the smicha, the Gvura Sari asks kashas on this. He says, if the whole chash was, it'll be marbe b'psiyos after the mitzvah is done already, and for that they would not have made a gzera. Al-Kaparim, he wants to change the girsa in Rashi. It was posh to the Gvura Sari that there would be an isser of marbe b'psiyos even before the smicha is done already. I've just posed an interesting shayla. According to the Gvura Sari, that there is a problem of marbe b'psiyos even before the smicha is done, what exactly does he mean to say? We understand by the case of the Keteris, where the Kohen Gadol comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if you assume that he could be makdir the Keteris anywhere in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we understand there would be a problem of marbe b'psiyos if he walks further than necessary, and he's makdir the Keteris b'dafka right in front of the Aron. However, by our case, with the materials going in order to do smicha on the asham, Kipshute is not coming in with the carbon. The carbon is already inside the azara, and he has to walk to the place where the carbon is standing. Does the Gversari mean to say that even over there there will be a problem of marbe bepsiyos? Even if he walks directly through Shar Nikner to the exact place where the carbon is standing without taking any extra steps, maybe that also would be considered marbe bepsiyos, because he could have had the animal been brought closer to the door, then he wouldn't have had to walk in as far. Or do we say no, that in this case, since he doesn't have the ability to do smicha until he gets to the asham, wherever the asham is, that's the place that he has to get to, maybe that's not considered marbe bepsiyos. In other words, there's a difference between the case of the Keteris, where the Kohen Gadol walks into the Kodesh HaKadoshim holding the Keteris, he could be makdil them wherever he wants, Hashenking where the Keteris is coming to be Semich on the Asham, maybe even there the Gevurah Sari would be maskim that wherever the Asham is, that's where the Keteris has to get to, as long as he doesn't take any extra steps to get there, that would not be considered Marbe B'Psiyes. So that's an interesting Shiloh, but that's the Gevurah Sari, but Hakupan Rashi is Mavur not like this, the way we have the Gevurah Sari in Rashi. Rashi is that the only problem with Marbe B'Psiyos is on his way out. And the Karnai over here understands that this first teretz of Rabbi Bar Masna, Gzeir Shem Yarbe B'Psiyos, that only works if you understand that the reason why he's not doing Smicha B'Fnim is, like Rabbi Yosef says, because he has to be Machnes Reishe V'Rubay, or the other Lashon of Rabbi Yosef, that's going according to Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, the Merchik Tzofin, and he can't go all the way in for that reason, he just does Smicha and Shan Niknar. The Gemara's Kasha was that it's Gzeir Shem that he can go in, and that Gemara would be answering that the Gzeir of Shem Yarbe B'Psiyos. If, however, you hold that the reason why he's not going in is because Bia Smiktas Shma Bia, like the Shita of Ula, then the Karnai understands that you would not have this Teretz of Yarbe B'Psiyos if all he has to do in order to be Mekayim Din Smicha is to extend his arms in. The problem with that is that Bia Smiktas Shma Bia, and for that reason he does not extend his arms, rather he does the Smicha in Shar Niknar. For this, the Teretz wouldn't work, that the Rabbanim were Geizer Shem Yarbe B'Psiyos. All he has to do is extend his arms. There is no chash of Yarbe B'Psiyos. Therefore, the Karen Oyer learns that according to the Shita of Ulo, that Bias Mixas Shmabia, we have to say like the second Lashon, the Ikad Amri, the Omar of Adu Bar Masna. The second Teretz, the Gemara says, Ikad Amri, that the din of taking for the Smicha Shchita, Lav De Reisa, therefore we would not have a Gzeir Sekos of telling him that he's allowed to go in, because Minotari could be making the Smicha even if it's not B'Mokam Shchita. It's only Din Darbanan to do the Smicha, take it for the Shchita. So Semus over here is bothered. Why would the Rabbanan make such a takana? If Minatayah there is no such a din, then you need to take it for Smicha Shchita. Why would the Rabbanan be mechadish such a takana? So Semus explains. He says after the pshat is they were geizer, maybe after he does the Smicha to the carbon, something is going to happen to passel the carbon. He's never going to end up shechting it, and it'll turn out that he didn't avoid the bekodshim. Doing Smicha bekol koichay when it's not for the purpose of the mitzvah is an isser of avoid the bekodshim. So the Rabbanan were cheshish, he may end up never doing the Shechita, and it'll come out that he was over an Isser by doing the Smicha, therefore they're misakin to do the Smicha Tekef right next to the Shechita. Ragapan, this is the half meaning of the Gemara, that the Din Tekef of Smicha Shechita is an Isser de Rabbanan. And that Gemara asks Akasha, if Tekef of Smicha Shechita lav de Reisa, how could the Braisa say, Mas Smicha B'Tahirim, Af Shechita B'Tahirim? This is the same Braisa which we saw in the Aflam and Beza Meralif. The Braisa is assuming as a Dover Pasha that a Tame cannot do Smicha. The pshat will be either because the tummy cannot be machnis yodov, bias mixas shmabio, or the pshat could be al derech Reb Yosef, even if bias mixas loy shmabio, but he would have to be machnis roishay verubay. Hakopam the bais says before that he cannot do smicha. The question is, if the din of takeif the smicha shchita lav de reisa, he should still be able to do smicha. I'll do smicha outside, and afterwards they'll bring the carbon inside the azara. Now we should stress that even though the gemara said in daflam beizam and aleph that this whole reisa which says that we learn shchita from smicha. It's not a real limim in a Torah, it's only in a smachta, because the Maisa we hold that a shchita is kosher b'tamei. If the Maisa would be kipshutai, that there's a limud from smicha to shchita, then the shchita of b'tamei would be possible b'diavad. The whole din is not a deraisa. Still, the Gemara would mean, the Bishma, if there's a din, that there's no way a tamei could do smicha, that we can understand why the Rabbanu would make an smachta and say that if they cannot do smicha, they also do not have shchita. If, however, a tamei can do smicha in a Torah, if you all take if the smicha shchita lav deraisa, he would be able to do smicha, then the Rabbanan would not have made an asmachta based on a din which is only the Rabbanan. We're not going to say that since the Rabbanan they don't have smicha, we'll make an asmachta that they shouldn't have shchita either. The Rabbanan would not make such an asmachta. Akarchach es muchach in the braisa that min hatayra, there's no way a tamei could do smicha. Therefore, there'd be a red that take if the smicha shchita is a din deraisa. So the Gemara continues and the Gemara says, Ela ipoch, smicha zashem betzer lav deraisa. But take if the smicha shchita deraisa. Really, the din of takeoff of smicha shechita is min atayra. That's why the Rebbe says before that there's no way a tamei could do smicha. But smicha's usher matayra is not dairesa. Therefore, we don't have a gzeiras because of telling us that he's allowed to come in, despite the fact that he's a mechusar kipurim. Hakaponim, what comes out l'maisa is that the matayra who's standing in shaniknar, there's no way that he could do smicha without being over his iser of mechusar kipurim, either because bias mixas shmabia, or even if bias mixas loy shmabia, according to Rebbe, if he has to be machnes roishiv rubay. Or the third option is because merchak tzofin, smicha has to be done in the tzofin side of the mizbeach, so there's no way he could be mekayim smicha without being over his din tuma. Once we know that he's going to have to be over his din tuma, so then it depends on the two mahalachim of the Gemara, according to the first mahalach, minatari we would allow him to be over his ister tuma in order to be mekayim the din smicha, since smicha sasha matari is deraisa, it's just that there's a gzeir darabon on shema yarba bepsiyos. According to the second mahalach, smicha sasha matari lav deraisa. So we don't have a pasuk which tells us that he's allowed to be over his din tuma. Hakapan, what does he do l'maisa? It's before in the Braisa, what he does smicha and shar niknar without being mekayin the din of tekef l'smicha shchita. Now it still has to be clarified is this really considered a kiyum of the mitzvah smicha? Since everyone is masking on l'maisa that there is a din of tekef l'smicha shchita midaraisa, and he's not being mekayin that din of tekef l'smicha shchita, so either way he's not being mekayin mitzvah smicha. This really brings us to the question, is the din takeif the smicha shchita ma'aka even the hechsher of the mitzvah smicha? Is the pshat that if you didn't do a takeif to the shchita, you didn't do a smicha bechlal? Or is the pshat that that's the mitzvah lechatchila is supposed to be samach l'shchita, but if you don't do a takeif the shchita, there still is a kiyam in the mitzvah smicha? If this is the case, that you can still mekayim mitzvah smicha, even if it's not takeif the shchita, then really the question would be difficult, why is it that by only a mitzvah we say that he should do it in the Sharnikna, where he's standing, without being Mekayim Tekev L'smicha Shchita, at least he gets the mitzvah somewhat b'diyeved, why would that be different than every Tamei? Every Tamei also should do the same thing, and be Mekayim the mitzvah smicha in a way that's kosher b'diyeved, not Tekev L'smicha Shchita. What is the difference between a Mitzvah and other Tmeim? This point seems difficult, and we'll have to leave this now b'tzarach Iyun. Now it's important to mention over here, we discussed in the previous year on Amad Beis Amad Aleph, there's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. The Ha'ush Gemara says over there that smicha has to be done inside the Azara because it says Lefnei Hashem. Rashi over there explains that there really is no pasuk which says the Lashon of Lefnei Hashem mefurish by smicha. The Ha'ush Gemara says that smicha has to be Lefnei Hashem. That's because of the din of takeif l'smicha shchita. By shchita says Lefnei Hashem, and smicha has to be done in the same place. That's why the Gemara says that smicha has to be done inside the Azara. Tosfos on the other hand over there argues on Rashi and he says, there is a pasuk of Lefnei Hashem by smicha. He quotes the Taras Kainim. The pasuk says Yaakov Oisei L'Tayni Lefnei Hashem, and immediately the next pasuk begins V'Samach. The Taras Kainim learns that we darshin Lefnei Hashem V'Samach. So there is a pasuk of Lefnei Hashem by smicha. So firstly, Tosfos over there asks already that from this Gemara over here on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph seems to be a raya like Rashi, because the Gemara says V'Tekef L'Smicha Shida Lav Dereisa Meisvei. The Gemara asks from the Braisa, which says, Mas smicha b'tahirim af shchita b'tahirim, vi amra tekef l'smicha shchita lav deraisa, b'tmeim nami mishkachas lo. The Gemara Kepshita is asking that Bishlam, if you hold tekef l'smicha shchita deraisa, you understand why it's only shaykh to have smicha b'tahirim, not b'tmeim. But if tekef l'smicha shchita lav deraisa, the Gemara does not understand what is the problem, why should we not have smicha b'tmeim? Bishlam, if you Rashi, the Gemara's kasha is very good, because there is no pasuk which says that smicha has to be done lefnei Hashem in the Azara. The whole makar is from tekef l'smicha shchita. If tekef l'smicha shchita lav deraisa, then why can't a tamei be samich? He should be able to do the smicha outside the Azara. Hashem, if you're like Tosfos, Tosfos holds that there is a pasuk which says lefnei Hashem by smicha. What does Gemara mean to ask over here that if tekef l'smicha shchita lav deraisa, b'tmeim nami mishkachas lo? Why is it b'tmeim mishkachas lo? The smicha has to be done inside the Azara because the pasuk says lefnei Hashem, and a tamei cannot go into the Azara. This is the kasha which Tosfos is bothered by on the Aflamed Beis Amud Aleph on his sheet over there. And Tosfos answers, he says, you have to explain what the Gemara means to say is, we're going specifically according to the teretz of Rabbi Yosef, who explained the Braisa as going like Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda. That the reason why this material cannot be mekayim the din of tekef l'smicha shchita is not the pshat because he can't be machnis yodov, really bias mixas loishma bio, and we're going according to the tzad that you don't have to be machnis roishi v'rubay, so Batsman shouldn't be a problem for him to stand inside Shah Niknar and do the smicha inside the Azara and be Mekayim Tekef the smicha shchita. The reason why this doesn't work, according to the first test, the Gemara brings from Rabbi Yosef, The Rebbe is going according to the Manomar Merchik Tzofin, so even if he could be Mechis Yodov, he's still not going to be the din of taker for the Smicha Shchita. The Smicha would have to be done, the Makom which is kosher the Shchita, directly Tzofin of the Mizbeach. On that, the Gemara is asking over here, Taisus explains, if you hold taker for the Smicha Shchita Lav De Reisa, what does the Reisa mean, Ma Smicha B'Tahirim, Af Shchita B'Tahirim? That Pasuk is talking about a carbon oila. Oil needs Shchita Tzofin. According to Rabbi Sibuda, had this din of merchik tzofin, it has to be directly tzofin of the mizbeach. So bishnu, if you hold, take it for the smicha shchita deraisa. We understand why it's not shaykh for a tummy to do smicha on a carbon oila. Even though mitzad the pasuk which says that smicha has to be lefnei Hashem, that he could do, he could be machnes yodov, and there's no problem of being machnes roish shivirubai, he doesn't have to do that. So he can be mekayin the pasuk of lefnei Hashem, but still, if take it for the smicha shchita deraisa, he's not going to be able to do a smicha in the mokin which is kosher for a shchita. If take of a smicha shchita lav deraisa, that's the more kasher. Then how could the braisa say that by an oila? There's no way a tummy could do smicha. Why can't he do smicha? Mitzad the pasuk of lefnei Hashem, he could be machnis yodov. And as far as the problem of merchek tzofin, take of a smicha shchita lav deraisa, it's not a problem in the smicha, even though it's not done in the makam of shchita, as long as it's done inside the azara. So this is how Tosfos gets out of the problem for the more kasher of meisvi over here in the sugya. This is what for a kasha which Rabbi Kweger asks on the Shita of Tosfos. But the Gemara tried originally to prove from the Braisa which says that it's not shaykh to mekayim take if the smicha shchita by Yashem Mitzayah, we wanted to prove that bias mixas lo yishmabio. According to the Teretz of Rav Yosef, that this Braisa is going like Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda, who holds that merchik tzofin, so even if he is machnis yodov, he's not going to mekayim take if the smicha shchita. Rabbi Kweger asks, according to the Shita of Tosfos, that besides the din for take if the smicha shchita, there's another din, that smicha has to be lifnei Hashem. So in Echnam, he cannot be mekayim the din of take of the smicha shchita, but he should still be machis yodov in order to at least be mekayim the din of lifnei Hashem. Why does the Braisa say a loshin that he does the smicha b'shar niknar? It's mashmah that he does not extend his hands into the azara, if he'll be a smichas loishma bia. So extending his arms really would not be a problem. The only problem is that he cannot do take of the smicha shchita because he can't get to the merchik tzofin, but he should still at least be mekayim the din of lifnei Hashem, extending his arms and doing the smicha in the azara. Kweger does not stress this, but obviously he means to be asking, according to the Shita of Tosfos, according to the Shita of Rashi in the Sugya, there is no din of lifnei Hashem. The whole problem for a tummy to do smicha is because you need to take it for smicha shchita. There is no din that by etzem the smicha has to be lifnei Hashem. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we hear anyways you're not going to be able to mekayim the din of take it for smicha shchita. He's not going to be able to get past those 22 amis. Then really there will be no din to at least try to do the smicha in the azara. According to Rashi, there is no din to do the smicha and the azara other than take it for the smicha shchita. But according to Tosfos, L'chair Reb Kweger has a strong kasha. Now he suggests, L'chair, one could have said, maybe in a chanami, the way he does the smicha is by being ma'ayil yodei, he does extend his arms and do the smicha in the azara. All the Braisa says is that he's not mekayim take it for the smicha shchita. The Braisa says that all smichas do have the kim of take it for the smicha shchita except for this one. Maybe the Braisa just means to say, he's not able to mekayim take of the smicha shchita according to Rabbi Yisrael Bar Yehuda, but perhaps Ein Echanam he does the smicha in the azara. So Rabbi Kweger stresses, he says the braisa's mashma that the smicha was done in shar niknar. That's the lashon of the braisa chus v'zusha hisa b'shar niknar. Rabbi Kweger understands the mashmais is that the animal was brought to shar niknar and the smicha was done there, not that he extended his arms and did the smicha inside the azara. So we could suggest a possible teretz to this kasha of Rabbi Kweger based on the Chazanish. Chaznish over here in Simen Ches, Ois Dalid. We mentioned previously that there's really a question in the Achrinim. If one is not Mekayim the din of Tekev for the Smicha Shchita, is that Ma'akiv in the Smicha? Is it the Pshat that it's as if the Smicha was not done at all? There is no Kiyam Mitzvah. Or is it the Pshat that it's only the Chatchila, but it's not Ma'akiv in the Hechshir HaSmicha? There's a Machlekes Achrinim about this. And Afkamino being in a case where a person is able to do Tekev for the Smicha Shchita. A Tar who can go inside the Azara. What happens if he did a Smicha outside the Azara? Or if there's a certain amount of time that elapsed and would not be enough to be considered take off the smicha shchita, do we say that the smicha is not considered to have been done and he should do the smicha again, or is the smicha kosher b'diyeved? The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Tesvov, Ois Zayin, as well as in Ar Samech and Meisar Karbonis Per Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, they hold that b'diyeved, even a smicha which is not take off the shchita, is also a kosher smicha. Then we die like this in the Lashon of the Rambam, Per Gimel Meisar Karbonis Halacha Yud Beis, one can take a look over there. Rakoponim, that's their shita, that b'dievet it is kosher even if it's not samach l'shchita. The Chaznish, however, understands not like this. The Chaznish assumes that if take of the smicha shchita deraisa, and if you're not mekayim take of the smicha shchita, it's not a good smicha. And the Sefer Panim and Meirai says, well, he understands like this, if Tekev the smicha shchita deraisa, and if you don't do a Tekev, it's not a good smicha. He brings a right from the kasha of the Gemara, and the Gemara asks, Iksavar smicha zasha mitzer deraisa, if a Tekev the smicha shchita deraisa, la'el velismaych lehedya derachmona omar, akorach there's exeris the kosa that you can't go in, if Tekev the smicha shchita is deraisa, and smicha zasha mitzer is deraisa. And the Panim Meirai asks, he says, if b'dieved the smicha will be kosher, even if it's not Tekev the smicha shchita, how could the Gemara ask, how could the Gemara say that there's exeris a kosev that you can go in if b'dieved the smicha would be good even if you did not go in? Akapanim, this is the machoikas achronim. If one does not do the smicha, take it for the shchita, does it passel the smicha b'dieved? But Akapanim, the Chaznish, as we said, assumed that it would passel b'dieved. And the Chaznish asks a different kasha. This will take us back to the kasha of Rabbi Kveger. The teretz of the Chaznish can possibly be a teretz of Rabbi Kveger's kasha as well. But Akapanim, the kasha of the Chaznish is, how could Rabbi Yosef answer that even if Bias Mikzas Loishma Bias, still the Matari cannot extend his arms to do smicha because he would have to be Machis Reishi Verubai because you need smicha Bekol Koichai? Chaznish asks, once we Lamaisa don't let him do smicha in the Azara, he does smicha in Shar Niknar, now that he's not Mekayin the Din of Takeoff the Smicha Shrita, he's not Mekayin the Din Smicha De Reisa, since the Din Takeoff the Smicha Shrita is Ma'akiv in the Hechsher of the Smicha, Akarch is only considered a smicha De Rabbanon. As according to one mahalach in the hemshach of the Gemara says, anyhow, smichas osher mitzayir lav deraisa. Here as well, the Chaznish says, even if b'etzim it would be deraisa, but if you're not going to do take off the smicha shchita, you're not going to be mekayim the smicha deraisa. If so, we know that the klal is that whenever you do a smicha which is not deraisa, the din is that you don't do it b'kol koichai. Taisus over here in Dibur Maschil, smichas osher mitzayir, he says, according to what the Gemara says, that smichas osher mitzayir lav deraisa, there is no din deraisa b'chlal to do smicha by Asher Metzera. Therefore, when you do the smicha, he says, Akarchach, we tell him, Akfu Yudaichu, we tell him not to put all of his weight on the animal when he does smicha. This is based on the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. Anytime one is doing smicha, which he's not mechuyiv to do, he doesn't do it b'kol koichai, because if he would do it, then it would be an iser of avoida b'kodshim. Only when he's doing a smicha, which is considered a key mitzvah deraisa of smicha, is there a heter to put all of his weight on the animal. Otherwise, it would be aser to do. So when the Gemara says smichas asher mitzayir lav deraisa, then the smicha that he would do is a smicha without all his weight. Agapanim, the Chaznish asks the kasha, how could Rav Yosef answer the reason why he does not do smicha by extending his arms, according to the Tzarbiyas Mikzas Loishma Biya, is because he would have to do b'kol koichai. So what is the alternative? We tell him not to do smicha in Nazar, rather he does smicha in Shar Niknar. If he does that, the Chaznish says, then anyways he's not mimikayim the smicha deraisa, because he's not doing takeif the smicha shchita. If he's not doing a smicha deraisa, then anyways he doesn't put all of his weight onto the animal. So once he's not putting his weight onto the animal anyhow, so then again the question would come back, let him do the smicha in the azara, let him extend his arms, bias mikzas loishma bia, and not do it b'kol koichai. Anyhow, he would not be a kim of a smicha deraisa, but it would be a smicha derabanan, and then at least he would also have the din of take of the smicha shchita. Once either way the smicha that he's doing is not a smicha deraisa, it's only a smicha derabanan, which again, according to one mahalach of the Gemara later, smichas asher mitzayir lav deraisa, the whole smicha is anyways not a mitzvah deraisa. But Akapanim, if the smicha that you're doing is only a smicha derabanan, and a smicha derabanan anyways you don't put all of your weight, so you might as well extend his arms and do the smicha in the azara, this way at least he'll accomplish having the din of take of the smicha shchita. This is the kasha of the Chaznish, and he answers on this kasha and he says that once anyways the smicha is derabanan, then we will not allow him to do even a bias mikzas. Even according to the Ma'an Omer that bias mikzas loishma bia, Midiraisi is not being over the din tuma b'migdosh if he only extends his arms, but there still is a isra derabanan for a tamei to come in a bias mikzas into the migdosh. Therefore, if he's not being mekayim a smicha deraisa, the only thing he's being mekayim is a smicha derabanan, for that already we will not allow him even to do a bias mikzas. So that's the teretz of Rebasif. Rebasif means to say that you can't be mekayim a smicha deraisa because for that you'd have to be machnes reishiv rubay and do it b'kol koichai. Once he's not being mekayim a smicha deraisa for a smicha derabanan, that we would not allow even to do a bias mikzas. This is how the Chaznish answers this kasha, and this could be a teretz to the kasha of Rabbi Kveger as well. Rabbi Kveger asked the kasha, in the teretz of Rabbi Yosef, that the Braisa is going according to Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, that's why you cannot be mekayim takeif the smicha shchita. Rabbi Kveger's kasha was, Einichnam, you cannot be mekayim takeif the smicha shchita because you cannot get to the merchik sofen area, but you should at least extend his arms, and at least be mekayim the din of lifnei Hashem. According to the shita of Tosfos, is a separate din that the smicha has to be done in the Azara. Why isn't he mekayim at least that din, even though he cannot be mekayim take of the smicha shchita, but he could be mekayim the din of lifnei Hashem, by extending his arms and doing it into the Azara. The terrorist would be that once he's not Mekayim Tekuf L'Smicha Shchita, and it's not a Smicha Deraisa, it's only a Smicha Derabanan, then we will not allow him to be over the Isser of Bias Mixas, which is an Isser Derabanan. Now just going to one final inyan on this sugya, on the sugya of Tekuf L'Smicha Shchita, there's an interesting nidain in Tosis and Seita Daf Lamatesa Med Aleph. The sugya there is talking about the din of Birchas Kainim, and Tosis quotes to Yushami that says, Shloishat Kifaisein. The three places where we find the concept of Tekif, Tekif L'Smicha Shchita, Tekif L'Netilas Yedayim Bracha, and there's a third one, Tekif L'Geula Tefila. Tosis understands, from there there's a Mekar, that a Kain, before he's Oyla L'Duchan, he has to be Neitel Yedayim. It's not enough if he does Netilah before Shachris, he has to again do Netilah right before he's Oyla L'Duchan. And Behemshech Tosis over there says, what exactly is the Shir of Tekif? Tosis says, we could prove that from Er Sugya, where we find the din of Tekif L'Smicha Shchita. Tosis says in Erasig it's Mavur that the smicha of the Metzera on the Osham was not considered to be Tekef L'Smicha Shchita. So Tosis says, you see from this, that from Sharnikna to the place where they did the Shchita, which is 22 Amis, that already is definitely not considered Tekef. Tosis wants to prove as far as the din of Netila before Berchas Kainim also, that Netila should be within the amount of time that it takes to walk 22 Amis before he's ready to be Eilal Duchan. This din is brought in the Ramah and Arachayim Simin Kuf Samachvov, Hilchos Betzias Apas, the Ramo over there says, "Mshal k'de hiloch chof beis amis mikri hefsik, you should not be mafsik from the netilo until the Betzias Apas, the amount of time it takes to walk 22 amis." And the Magen Avraham over there in Sifkot and Gimel on that Ramo, he quotes the Tosis in Seita. He says Tosis proves from the sugya over here in Zvachim that the amount it takes to walk 22 amis is really enough to be considered that it's not takeif, and he asks the kasha on the Tosis. He says, Nasik, the one asked the Kasha that if you hold Bias Miktas, Loishma Bio, La'ayal Yodi Vilismich, why is it that the Matir has to do the Smich and Shaniknar? Why can't he extend his hands and do it into the Innazara? And one of the truths in the one answers that it's going according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda that Merchik Tafin. The Mashmai says that in the Kasha of the Gemara, we thought it's going according to the Shita of Rabbi. According to Rabbi, even Mokam Drusas Ragli Yisrael and Drusas Ragli Kain is also kosher for Shita's Kotche Kotchim. If so, the Magen Avraham asks, if we thought that we're going according to Rebbe, why does one have to ask La'al Yodi V'Lismeich in order to make the din of Tekef L'Smicha Shchita, let him extend his hands into the Azara and do the Smicha that way? This way you will be able to make the din of Tekef L'Smicha Shchita. More is mashma that if you would have brought the Osham into Sharniknar and you would have done the Smicha in Sharniknar, then you would have moved it over a drop into the Azara, that already would not be considered Tekef L'Smicha Shchita. The more has to ask Akasha that he should extend his hands into the Azara, and that will be telling him Bias Mikzas, whether it's Shma Bia or Loi Shma Bia, but there definitely would not be an option to bring the Osham into the Shan Niknar and do the Smicha there. That already would not be a kiyum of Tekef L'Smicha Shchita. If so, how could Tosis say that from Er Sugya's Mavur, that the amount it takes to walk 22 Amis, that's not called Tekef? The from Er Sugya's Mavur, that even walking one step is also not called Tekef. So in the Bia Grove over there, he brings this Kasha of the Magen Avraham, the Kasha on Tosis, and he explains that which the Gemara says, La'ayel v'lismach, the Gemara means to say, that instead of doing the smich in Sharniknar, which would require that after the smicha, at least one step be taken before the shchita, the chatchila would be better if you don't have to have any hefsik b'chlal. That's the Gemara's kasha, La'ayel godi v'lismach, if you hold bias mixas loishmei bia, tkifo, the din of takeoff should be mechaev, the chatchila, that there shouldn't be any separation b'chlal, and therefore you should do the smicha inside the azara. But still, that's only a din l'chatchila. The Maisa B'dievet, it would still be called Tekef, even if you have to take one step. That wouldn't be enough to be considered that it's not Tekef. So Nakash Gemara gave two terutzim, either because you have to be Machnes Reshe V'Ruboy, or because it's going like a Reshe V'Yehuda. The Hemshach Gemara, the Goyin explains, when the Gemara asks the Kasha, Iko Savar Smichas Oshem Batera Dereso, V'Tekef L'Smichas Shchita Dereso, La'ayav L'Smich Lehedyo, D'Rachmona Omar, the Goyin explains, the Gemara means to ask, only now which the Gemara brought the second teretz of Rabbi Yisif, that the Braisa is going like Rabbi Yisif of Yehuda, as the din of Merchek Tzofin, that the Gemara asks, if Smichas Oshem Metzera is Deraisa, and the din of Tekef L'Smicha Shchita is also Deraisa, then Akrach L'Tar was matrim to go in, meaning he would be allowed to walk those 22 Amis. The Goyin's understanding, the Gemara's kasha is only if you hold like that teretz, if you hold the Pshat and the Braisa, why the Metzera is not able to make him Tekef L'Smicha Shchita, is because even though it's going like the Shita of Rebbe, the best time you could do the Shchita right next to the Shar, but Bias Mikzas Shma Bia, or like the first Teretz of the Gemara, that you have to be Machnes Roshei V'Rubai, according to that, the Gemara would not have asked the Kasha that he should be allowed to go in to be Mekayim Tekef L'Smicha Shchita if you hold that as Deraisa, because the Maisa is considered a Kiyam. taking only one step would be considered b'di'evet tekef l'smicha shchita. It would have been better if there was no hefsek b'chlal. That was the Gemara's kasha la'il godi v'lismich. But after the Gemara says that that's not an option, either that's not an option because b'yas mikzas shmabio, or because it would have to be machis roishiv v'rubay. So only one step is necessary. It may not be the most l'chatchila, but it would still be considered a kim of tekef. And if on that the Gemara wouldn't have asked the kasha, then in order to be mekayim the din of tekef, the Torah karcha was matter him to be over his iser of tumah. The Gemara is only asking if you hold that the pshat in the Braisa is like Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, there it's not considered tekef even b'di'evet to have to walk 22 amis. On that, the Gemara asks the kasha that karcha the Torah was matter him to come in and be over his iser tumah in order to be mekayim the din of tekef. This is how the Gain explains the Gemara according to Tosis and Saita. This is Tosis's Makar, and Hefsik of 22 Amos is really too much to be considered Takef. This is how Tosis will learn the Gemara, the Gain explains. The Gemara is only asking according to Bais Yehuda would not be considered Takef, b'di'evet. That which Gemara asked before, La'al Yodi v'lismaych, which would be Mashma, that one step is also not a Kima of Takef. The Gain explains, the Gemara there just means that l'chatchila, it would be better that you shouldn't have to take one step, you should be machis yodi, so you don't have to make any hefsik b'chlal, that would not be considered a hefsik b'di'evet. From this Tosis brought a makar, the guy would take it from the Tila Bracha, and hefsik of 22 amos is ready enough to be considered that it's not takif, even b'di'evet. Now continue on to the top of Amud Beis, Ravina Omar l'inyan Malkus Itmar. Rashi explains this will answer the kasha that the Gemara asked on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, that if you hold like Ulo that Bias Mikzas Shmo Biyo, how could the Tvoyon de Bakari be machis yod of the Bahines? He's being over an Isser Sheish Bekaris by coming into the Azara, even though it's a Bias Miktas, if he'll Bias Miktas Shmobiyo, what's the heter to be machis yod of the Bahines? And Ula had to answer, Hel Vuta Lutarata, Huta Lurkeruyoy. Avina says you don't have to come onto this terrace because Ula never meant that there would be a Chiv Karis. The Drasha Bechal Kodesh Le Sigavel, Migdash Le Sovoy, or Makish Biyat to Nagia, that's what tells us a Bias Miktas Shmobiyo. But still, it doesn't mean to say that there'll be a Chiyiv Karis, there'll only be a Lav. Just like Negiah is only a Lav, Bi is also only a Lav. Now, Tosaf here in Dibur Maschil Aleini Malkus, he asks Akasha, he says, even if there is no Chiyiv Karis for Bias Mikzas according to Ula, but once he holds Bias Mikzas Shmo Biyo, it is considered that he came into the Azara, so then there'll be an Essay and a Lois Essay. Bias Mikzas is a Lois Essay from this Pasuk, B'chol Kodesh Leisigav El Amigdash Leisavoy, Makash Biyo to Negiah, that's what gives him a Lois Essay. But there would also be an essay of Tomei Yiyeh. Tomei Yiyeh is the Rabbi's Tzoyayim. Now it's not clear that Achayin Marbada where exactly Tosis means, which essay is he referring to. This pasuk of Tomei Yiyeh is a pasuk which is written, like Abu Dachiv Karis, for someone who's Boel HaMikdosh. It's a pasuk in Parashas Chukas, it's talking about Tomas Meis. And from the words Tomei Yiyeh we learn, that even if he's only a Tzoyayim, also he's Chayiv for Bias Mikdosh. Tosis seems to be saying that since Tomei Yiyeh is Marbet Tzoyayim, so it would also be an essay. The problem is that if Tvoyayim is included in this pasuk, then it's not only an essay, it's a Chigiv Karis. The pasuk over there is talking about Chigiv Karis. Alma, you don't see anything Legabe Arsigya from that pasuk, because we're talking about a Bias Miktas. That pasuk perhaps is only talking about Bias Kulu. For Bias Miktas, you have to come onto this limud that we're Makish Bia to Negiya, and for that you only have a Lav. So what does Tosis mean to be bringing from that pasuk of Tamagiyya? So the way that Achayim explained, the Chayg Nosan, the Lashlema, they say what Tosis means to say is, once we have that limud of Tomei Yiyeh, we see that a Tvoyayim is still called a Tomei. As far as coming into Machne Shechina, he still has his status of Toma, and we also know that Bias Miktas Shmo Biyah, as far as the Lav is concerned, then we will also say that he's Nichlal in the essay, which essay? The essay of Shluach Machneis. The essay of Shluach Machneis, which sends anyone who's Tomei out of the Machne Shechina, a Tvoyayim will be included in that essay as well. That stays with his Kasha. How could the essay of Pesach be Deichad Lois to save essay? Loisase in this pasuk of Bechol Kodesh Leisigav El Amigdash Leisavoy, that tells us that Bias Miktas has a Lav, and there's an essay as well, the essay of Shluach Machanois for Yishalchu Min HaMachaneh. The Maisa of the Shittu Mikubetas over here answers Tosis his Kasha, and he says, since the Maisa, the only Mikar that we have, the Bias Miktas Shema Biyah, is from this pasuk, where Makash Biyah to Negiyah, so only as far as the Lav is concerned, that do we have a Mikar that Bias Miktas is included. As far as the essay of Shluach Machanois, we don't have any Mikar that says that Bias Miktas would also be included. So to be an essay and a lois essay, even though there is no chiv karis, if so, the Gemara would still have a good kasha on daf lamed beis amud beis. If you hold bias mikdas shema bio, what's the heter for this mitzvah to be machis yod of the bahines? If he has an essay and a lois essay, so even though he has an essay sheish bei karis of karbon pesach, which is telling him that he should be nichnas in order that he should be able to bring his karbon pesach, essay would not be doicha loisa seva essay. And the second kasha Tesis asks is that even if it was only a loisa say, also the essay would not be doicha because it's not beidna. Beidna d'meker lelav loy mekayim essay. The clause that for essay to be doicha loisa say, it has to be that at the time that he's being over the lav, he's already being mekayim the essay. Here he'll be over the lav before he started the essay. He's over the lav when he comes in. When he's machas hadol v'bahinis, he's over the lav and he's not doing the essay of Korban Pesach until later when he brings his Korban Pesach. Now we should point out, l'chor, this kasha Tosis could have asked earlier already, on Daf Lamed Beis, we saw the machlokes Rashi and Tosis over there. Rashi learned to the Braisa, which says, mutav shiyovi essay sheish bekoris, v'yitcha essay sheim bekoris, essay sheim bekoris, according to the Tan of the Braisa, is an essay deraisa, an essay of shluach machanais. Rabbi Yochanan is coming to argue on the Tan of the Braisa, as opposed to the sheet of Tosis that Rabbi Yochanan is coming to explain the Tan of the Braisa. Tosis could have asked over there that according to Rashi, the Tan of the Braisa holds Tolyam de Zav Kezav Domi, therefore there's an Isser for this Tolyam to come into Machina Leviyo, an Isser Essay of Shluach Machinais, and you have to come onto Essay Sheish Bekaris, that which he wants to bring his Karm Pesach in order to be Deiche, the Isser of Shluach Machinais. Tosis over there asked a different Kasha and Rashi, that Shluach Machinais is an essay and a Lois Essay, an Essay Sheish Bekaris should not be able to be Deiche, an essay and a Lois Essay. That's a similar Kasha which Tosis is asking over here. So here Bias is asking as far as that which he's machis said of the Bahinis into the Azara. And if you hold Bias Mikzas Shema Bia, there should be an essay and a lois essay even if there is no Kareis. So how could the essay of Pesach be doicha an essay and a lois essay? And after Lamebez, he asked a different kasha that according to Rashi, even that which we allow this Tolyayim to come onto Harabais and to Machin Leviyo should also be a problem. The essay of Karm Pesach should not be able to be doicha an essay and a lois essay of Shluach Machinais. According to the Rashi, he learns over there that the Tana of the Braisa holds Tolyam Dezav Kezav Dami. Rakapam now Tosis is asking an additional kasha, as far as the din of Be'idna, how could the essay of Pesach be Deicha the Isser for him to come into the Azara if you all be as Mikdash Shema Bia? Even if it would not be an essay, it would only be a Lois Essay of El Amigdash Lois Savai, which we're comparing to Negiya, that even be as Mikdash Shema Bia and therefore he's over the Lois Essay. How could the essay of Pesach be Deicha this Lois Essay if it's not Be'idna? And what we're pointing out is the same kasha you could have asked on Daflam Abayz and Abayz in the Shita of Rashi, what will be the heter for the Tolyam to come into Machna Leviyo? According to the Shita of Rashi in the Tana of the Braisa, it's a real essay, an essay of Shluach Machnais, and you have to come into the Koyach of the Karm Pesach being Deichet. How could the Karm Pesach be Deichet if it's not Be'idna? So Tosis answers both of these kashas and he says that the essay of Koyach, which is Chomer, is able to be Deichet, both an essay and a Lois essay. And it also is able to be doicha even though it's not be'idna. This is the chiddush of Tosis over here. Essay sheish be'ikaris is doicha both an essay and a lois essay. And essay sheish be'ikaris also does not have the regular rules of be'idna. We mentioned back on the Aflam Beis and Beis, this would be a teretz to the kasha that Tosis asks on Rashi as well. According to Rashi, that the Tana of the Braisa holds, Tolyon de Balkari ke Balkari Dami. What does the Tana mean to say? Essay sheish be'ikaris is doicha. L'chor it's an essay and a lois essay. Included in the parasha of Shluach Machnais is an essay of Vayishachu Min HaMachna, and Elisa say Vayitamus Machaneim. How could Essay Sheish Bekaris be Doicha it? Tosis over there left off with the Kasha on Rashi. Over here, Tosis himself says a klal that Essay Sheish Bekaris can be Doicha both Elisa say and an essay. Now, in the Melechas Yontov over here in the back of the Gemara, on this Tosis, he points out, he says, we could have said another Tosis to this Kasha of Tosis, based on that which Tosis himself says in Psachim Daf Nintesa Min Aleph. Tosis over there has a similar Kasha to that which he asks over here. The sugya of the Yom Psachim Nuntes is Mechadish, the one who was a Mechusar Kippurim on Erev Pesach. He has to bring his karbonis in order to allow him to eat from the Karban Pesach that night. It's not the case that the Gemara talks about Bayos previously, about a Tfol Yom. Here he was not raw carry, so Besim he could have brought his karbonis on the 8th day, and then later bring his Karban Pesach. The problem that the sugya over there is talking about is that he hadn't yet brought his karbonis, and in the Beis HaMikdash they had already been makriv the Tamid Shalbein HaRabayim. We know the rule is, Aleil Hashlim, the last carbon of the day has to be the carbon Shalbein HaRabayim. The only exception is the carbon Pesach, that's brought after the carbon Shalbein HaRabayim. But if he's mechuyev to bring his carbonis because of his tumah, he was a Zav or a Metzairah, he has to bring carbonis in order to complete his process of Tahira and allow him to eat from the carbon Pesach that night. And it was too late already, they had already been makar of the tumah Shalbein HaRabayim. So to be makar of another carbon now would be over an essay of Aleil Hashlim. And the Gemara there says, Yavai Essay Sheish Bekaris V'yitcha Essay Da Hashlomba. He can bring his karbonis, even though by doing that he's being over an essay of Aleil Hashlim, he's bringing a carbon after the Tamid Shalbein HaRabayim, but we allow him to do that, in order to enable him to mekayim his mitzvah of Karban Pesach, which is an essay sheyesh by kares. Now Tosafot asks the kasha. He says, l'chayra, how could the essay sheyesh by kares be doicha? It's not be'idna. He's being over the essay when he's makriv his karbanis for his mechusar kippurim. He's being over at that time the essay of hashlama. He's not mekayim his mitzvah of Karban Pesach until he eats from the karban that night. L'chayra, it's not be'idna. There will be no din of dechiyah. So one Tosafot says over there, similar to that which Tosafot says by us, that Karban Pesach, which is yesh by kares, an essay sheyesh by kares has a koyach dechiyah, even in a case which is not be'idna. This is the second teretz which Tosafot gives over there. However, before that teretz, he has a different teretz, and he says that what can be done is, before he brings his karbanis that he has to bring for his mechusar kippurim, they should first shecht on his behalf the Karban Pesach. They should do the shechita and the zrika. Tosafot says the din is shechtim v'zorkin al tfoyoim u'mechusar kippurim. The din is that if a shechita and a zrika were done on behalf of someone who is a tfoyoim or mechusar kippurim, even though at that time he was not roi for achilas Karban Pesach, still the din is that the shechita and the zrika does work. It doesn't have to be that at the time the shechita or the zrika is done, at that point he's already roi. And therefore, after they do the shechita and the zrika, then already he could bring his karbanis. The problem was that when he brings his karbanis, he's being over the essay of Ashlomo, he's not being mekayim the mitzvah of Karban Pesach until he eats from the karban. So Tosafot explains, the din is that as long as one is roi to eat from the Karban Pesach, even if he never ended up eating from it, he's still yotze the chiv. He brought his Karban Pesach, he does not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Therefore, Tosafot says, this would allow him to be makriv his karbanis, the karbanis that he needs for his mechusar kippurim, because at the time that he's makriv those karbanis, he then becomes roi to eat from the Karban Pesach. So even though he's being over the essay of Hashlomo, he's being mekayim his mitzvah's Karban Pesach at that point, because at that point he becomes roi to eat from it. Even if he will not end up eating from the Karban Pesach, he will already be yotze his mitzvah, therefore that will be considered that it's being niskayim be'idna. At the time he's being over the essay of Hashlomo, he's being mekayim his mitzvah's Karban Pesach, because at that point he becomes roi to eat from the Karban Pesach. This is how Tosafot answers the kasha, which he asked over there in Psachim. And Melech HaSandev suggests, he says, Tosafot really could have said the same thing as far as the kasha that he asks in Eretz Sugyah. Now which Tosafot asks, how could we machas the other of the behinais in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Karban Pesach? If bias mixas shma bia, then even if it's not considered a bia le'inin kares, it's still alive. And the kasha Tosafot asks was that it's not be'idno, how could the essay of Karban Pesach be doiche instead of coming into the Azara if he's not mekayim the mitzvah of Karban Pesach until later? So Melech HaSandev says Tosafot could have answered the same thing that he says in Psachim, that at first he brings the Karban Pesach beforehand, Shechtim v'zorkin olov, even before he was machis tzad of the Bohines. Once the Karban was ready brought for him, the only thing that he still has to do is make himself roi to eat from the Karban Pesach that night. So when he brings his Karbanos, and including that is that being machis tzad of the Bohines, to get the dam from the Oshem on his Bohines, all that is necessary for him to complete his process of Tahira, and now allow him to eat from the Karban Pesach. Once he does this, even before the night comes and he eats from the Karban Pesach, he's already mekayim his mitzvah, therefore this will be enough to be considered be'idna. At the time he's machis tzad of the behinis, he's making himself roi to eat from the Karban Pesach. That will be enough to say that the mitzvah of Karban Pesach is doiche, this is to come into the Azara, because at the time that he actually comes in, that's when he's mekayim his essay, the essay of bringing the Karban Pesach. Now continue on, the Gemara brings machlekes between Yer Shlakish and Yer Bechanan, tamei shenaga bekodesh. One who is tamei touched the Karban, Yer Shlakish says he's chayiv malkis, he's over the lava of Bechol Kodesh Leisiga, and Yer Bechanan says he's not chayiv malkis. That pasuk is talking about Truma. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings another machlekes between Yer Shlakish and Yer Bechanan. What is the makar for the Azhara la'ichol b'sar kodesh? If one eats kodshim while he's tamei, we know the din is that he's chayiv kares. Where is the alav in the Torah? The machlekes says, Rish Lakish says, it's also learned from this pasuk Bechol Kodesh Leisiga, that's the Azhara for eating kodshim b'tomo. And Bechner brings B'shem Bardalo, Asi Tomosi Tomosi and Bias Migdosh. We know the Torah gave a chiyuv karis both for Bias Migdosh and for eating kodshim b'tomo saguf. Just like Bias Migdosh we have a loisa say, so too for achila b'tomo saguf also, we'll learn that there's an Azhara. The Gemara continues and brings the Bryce, which says like Rish Lakish, Tani Kavosad Rish Lakish, that the Azhar is from this pasuk of Bechol Kodesh Leisiga. L'maisa, the Gemara is not mefurish whether these two machloikesim between Rebbe Yochanan and Reish Lakish are tolei ze bezeh. It would seem to be mistaken that they are tolei ze bezeh. According to Rebbe Yochanan, this pasuk Bechol Kodesh Leisiga is talking about Truma, so there is no option of saying this is the makar for the Azhara for eating Kodeshim Betuma. Reish Lakish, who says the pasuk is talking about Kodesh and not Truma, so as the Gemara explains, he can learn both dinim from this pasuk. He can learn the din that Negiyah is alav, with the Afkir Achman of Loshin and Negiyah, and this pasuk could also be the makar for Azhara for Achila, As the Gemara explains, Azhar la oichel mid iskish kodesh l'migdosh. Since in this pasuk it mentions both kodesh and migdosh, as Rashi explains, just like for migdosh we're talking about a case which is chayiv kares, so to the isra of kodesh that's mentioned in this pasuk is nisa which is chayiv kares, and that's achila not negiya. Therefore, we can understand that this pasuk is also the makar for a lav for achila. But b'das Rebbechin, that the pasuk is talking about truma, it cannot possibly be a makar for azhar la oichel. Therefore, Rebbechin l'shitasi has to bring a different makar, as he brings from Bardlo asya tamasi tamasi. The Shaila, however, is in the Shita of the Rambam. In Perek Yudches, Lochos, Psuli, HaMikdashim, Halacha, Yud Gimel, the Rambam paskins, what is the Azhara for Tomash Eichelos HaKadosh? He says, the Azhara is from this Pasuk of Yerledes, this Pasuk in Eretz Siga, B'chol Kodesh, Lei Siga, V'al Mikdash, Lei Savoy. He says, that's the Mekar, that's the Azhara for Tomash Eichelos HaKadosh. The Kasamishna over there explains, even though he seems to be paskin like Reish Lakish, not like Reb Yechanan, the reason the Rambam does so is because the Gemara brought Tanya Kavasa to Reish Lakish, a braisa that said like Reish Lakish, that this is the makar, this is the azhara for achila. However, the Rambam brings, as far as the din of Tomei Shenoga B'Kodesh, in Perek Gurcha, Sochos, Psula, Megdosh, Malacha, Yud Beiz, the Rambam paskins that it's also for a Tomei to be Negea B'Kodesh. However, there is no Chiyuv Malkus. Because the Mishnah over there explains that he's passing like a Bechon, not like Reish Lakish. This pasuk is not talking about a Negea B'Kodesh, it's talking about Negea B'Chuma. And if there is no Lav in the Torah for Negea B'Kodesh, that's why the Rambam paskins that there is no Malkus. The Rambam still paskins that it's an Isser, because you pass all the Kodesh, but it's not included in this Lav, therefore there would be no Malkus. And the question is, the Rambam seems to be paskining, on one hand like Reish Lakish, that the pasuk is talking about Kodesh. The Rambam says this is the Makar, the Azhar for Eichelos HaKodesh, like the Braisa says. On the other hand, he's paskining like Reb Yechanan, that there is no Lav for Negea B'Kodesh. That would be mashma that he's paskining that the pasuk is talking about Chuma and not Kodesh. How could the Rambam paskin these two things which seem to be seiser each other? So Lech Mishnah addresses this problem in Perek Yutes Hilchos Sanhedrin Halacha Aleph. The Rambam over there lists 21 lavin in the Torah that if you do b'mezid your chayiv kares and zechi of Malkus as well, and one of them the Rambam lists over there is Tamei Sha'ochel B'sar Kodesh, and the Lech Mishnah says it's Machlekes between Reb Yechanan and Reish Lakish, where exactly is the Azhara? According to Reish Lakish, the Azhara is from B'chol Kodesh Lisiga. According to Reb Yechanan, the Gemara says Asya Tamosai Tamosai, and he quotes the Rambam in Perek Yudches Hilchos Psula HaMikdashim Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam paskins like Reish Lakish at the lavas from the pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Lisiga, and he asks a steer in the Rambam. He says, as far as the Machlekes Reb Yechanan Reish Lakish, where the lav is for Tamei Sha'ochel HaKodesh, he paskins like Reish Lakish. He explains the reason why the Rambam paskins that way is because, like the Gemara says over here, in Asuga Tanei Kavasa de Reish Lakish. And as far as the Machlekes, whether there's a lav for Tamei Shenoga B'Kodesh, as far as that he paskins like Reb Yechanan, not like Reish Lakish, that there is no lav, he asks an additional kasha from another Machlekes Reb Yechanan Reish Lakish about Tamei Sha'ochel B'sar Kodesh of Neizriko. This is the Gemara B'Hemshech over here in Daf Lamed Aleph. There'd also be paskins like Reb Yechanan, but we won't get into that Machlekes yet. But Akoparim, as far as the two Machlekesim, that where's the Azhara for Tamei Sha'ochel B'sar Kodesh, and whether there's a lav for Tamei Shenoga B'Kodesh, the Chumash understands that our Sugya is Mashma, that the two Machlekes in our Tali Zebezeh, according to Reb Yechanan, that the Pasuk B'chol Kodesh Leisiga is not talking about Kodshim, it's talking about Chuma, so he has to have a different Mekar for the Azhara, for Eichel Kodesh B'tumma. And since the Rambam paskins like Reish Lakish, like the Tani Kavosei, that the Azhara for Achilas Kodshim B'tumma is the Pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Leisiga, he should also have to paskin like Reish Lakish, that there's a Lav for Negea B'Kodesh B'tumma. So the Lech Mishnah answers, he says, you have to say B'das Rambam, and the Rambam holds, even though at first the Gemara explained the Machlekes Reb Yechanan and Reish Lakish, Reb Yechanan holds that there is no Lav for Negea B'Kodesh, because he learns the Pasuk is talking about Negea B'Truma, that's only before the Gemara brings Tanya Kavasa to Reish Lakish. Once we have a Braisa which is Mavur, that the Pasuk B'chol Kodesh Leisiga is talking about Kodshim and not Truma, then we would have a different way of understanding Reb Yechanan. He would say, even if the Pasuk of there is talking about Kodshim and not Truma, still it's not Muchach that there would be a Lav for Negea B'Kodesh. It doesn't have to be Maskim, that since Afker Achmana B'Loshin and Negea, that it's Muchach that there's also a Lav for Negea. He explains Reb Yechanan could hold that maybe Einachnam there is an Isser for Negea. He's Maskim with the Afker Achmana B'Loshin and Negea. Therefore, we could learn from here that there's an Isser, but it's not necessarily Muchach that it would be together a Lav, and that there would be a Chiv Malkus for Negea. That's how the Rambam understood L'maisa, but that's Reb Yechanan, that's why the Rambam Paskin, even though the Pasuk B'chol Kodesh Leisiga is talking about Kodshim, and this is the Makar for the Azhara for Eichel B'Kodesh, it's still not Muchach, you don't have to pass it like Reish Lakish, then Negea B'Kodesh will be Chayiv Malkus. According to this, when the Rambam paskins in Perek Yud Ches Psula HaMikdash Malach Yud Beis, that it's also for a Tamei to touch Kodesh, you could say that the Mekar Gufa is this Paskal of B'chol Kodesh Leisiga, just the Rambam holds that it's an Isser without Malkus. And through this, it would also be a Teres, that which there's a different Kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Hilchos Truma Salocha Aleph paskins that it's also to touch Truma when a person is Tamei. The Rambam does not say that there's a Chi of Malkus, and the Mishnah Melech over there is bothered, since the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan that the pasuk b'chol kodesh leisiga is not a lav for nagia b'kodesh, so therefore he should have paskin that it is a lav for nagia b'truma. The Rambam should have paskin that there's mechi of malchus for one who's nagia b'truma when he's tamei. This is the kasha of the Mishnah Melech over there. He gives the teretz to the kasha. Rakapanim, according to this lecha Mishnah, the reason why the Rambam did not paskin that there's a chi of malchus for nagia b'truma is because he's not really paskining like that which the Gemara understood originally b'dasar Rabbi Yochanan, that the pasuk b'chol kodesh leisiga is talking about truma. Really, it's talking about kodesh. Like that which the Rambam is mavur, this is the makar to the azhara for al-ichol kodesh, the pasuk of b'chol kodesh leisiga. It's talking about kodeshima, not truma. That which the Rambam did not passing that there's a chi of malchus for negir b'kodesh, that's as the Lecha Mishnah explained, even though there is included in this pasuk, the after achmanu b'loshin negir, negir is also included, but it's only an isser, it's not malchus, because the ikar pasuk is talking about achila and not negir. This way brings us to another interesting nidain about this Isra in the Gemara, Isra b'chol kodesh leisiga, the Isra to touch kodesh b'tumah, according to Reish Lakish. According to the way the Lecha Mishnah explains with Dasa Rambam, the Maaser Bechner is also maskim that in this pasuk is included an Isra for a tamei to touch kodesh. Just he holds that there's no malchus, it's only an Isra. But Hakoparim Reb Chaim Oizer, in the Shuvah Sachiezer, Chelik Yeredeya Simin Mem, he has a shayli, he says, what is the Yisayda Isra of b'chol kodesh leisiga? Is it specifically an Isser Negiya for a Tamei to touch the Kodesh? Or is the Pshat because he was Goyrim Tuma, not necessarily does it have to be through Negiya? He quotes the Meiri in Shabbos Daf Tzadik Aleph, who says that someone who is Tar, who throws Kodshim into a room which is Tamei, and is Goyrim Tuma to the Kodshim, he's also over this Isser of B'chol Kodesh Leisiga. Rav Chaim Weizer says, you see from here that the Meiri understands it's not the Pshat that it's an Isser Negiya, rather the Isser is to be Goyrim Tuma to the Kodshim. Therefore, there's no difference if he's Tamei or he's Tar. Even if he's Tar, but he causes Tumma to the Kodshim by being Metamei some other way, then that also will be included in this Isra B'chol Kodesh Leisiga. One could take a look in the Taras HaKodesh over here in the Sugyo. He also has a Nidin about this. What's the Yisrael Isra B'chol Kodesh Leisiga? He has the Tzad to say that it has nothing to do with causing Tumma to the Kodesh. That is specifically an Isra Negiya for a Tamei to touch the Kodshim. And he goes so far to say that perhaps even if he touches it in a way that he's not going to be Metamei. For example, if the Kodshim did not have a Hechsher L'Kabel Tumo, so when he touches it, L'maisi is not Metamit, still the Taras HaKodesh says, maybe he's still Aver, the Pasuk says, B'chol Kodesh Leisiga, it's an Isra for Tumo to touch Kodshim, regardless of whether the Kodshim become Tumo or not. Rakapayim, in the Sefer Minchas Avam, he makes an interesting point, L'Gabi the Rambam that we discussed, he says, if you understand the Rambam like the Lecha Mishnah explained, that was the Rambam paskins that there is no Malkus for Tumo Shenaga B'Kodesh, the Pshat is because he holds B'dastar Bechanan, that it's only an Isra. There is no Malkus, but the Isra is good for this pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Leisiga. This Rebbechin holds that since the Ikar pasuk is talking about Achila, not Negiya, so although there's an Isra in the pasuk, but it's not a lav which would have Malkus, he says, if you take a look at the Lashon of the Rambam, the Lashon of the Rambam over there is, Osir Latamias HaKodshim, Oy Lesaviv Lehem Tumah Sharei Poislon. V'hametamias HaKodshim Ein Eloike. He says, the reason why it's Osir to touch them is because it's Osir to be Goyrim Tumah to them. He says clearly that any way that he causes tumah to this kodshim will be included in the Isser. According to the Lecha Mishnah, that the Rambam is referring to the drasha from this pasuk b'chol kodesh leisiga, just he's going like a birchan, and there's no malchus. But Rakhavam, you see that the Yisayda Isser is not the pshat that he's touching, the Yisayda Isser is that he's causing tumah, and therefore it will make no difference how he causes tumah, even if it would be a person who's tar, but he causes tumah to the kodshim, that would also be included in this Isser.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mishnayos on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.